just before my mother died, she had become sort of addicted to Wheel of Fortune, and she and my dad would sit in their little apartment and watch Wheel of Fortune every night. As she died over the period of about 4 days in the hospital. She still wanted to watch Wheel of Fortune, so of course we turned it on for her, and it took on quite a different meaning after her death. So I wrote this poem called Wheel of Fortune. Day 1, Thursday, April 20th. When 6:30 came on that cruelly blue, spring-saturated day, Mother roused enough from her gray slumber to watch Pat Sajak and Vanna turn the wheel. How Wheel of Fortune, a medieval concept, fits. In her version, there is no computerized touching of cards, but the slow physical turning of fate, laid up or laid down with a bad back or with birthing. 7 times 7, her pain and her joy kept turning up. 7 times in childbed, and now we return, we 7, watching, hovering even, to deliver her. 6 identical bellied daughters and 1 son, so like his dad, we blink and rub our eyes when he walks in. We watch her grow large again in extremis, but with something else this time swelling her belly. With fluids and the blip and bleat of consciousness pumped in and out, these contractions help her labor to get breath, not give it. Look, her mouth opens to nurse life from the oxygen bubble. Her kind, sleepy eyes, always the pretty hazel bush blue, alight on first one birthday balloon of pastel face and then the other. Perhaps our heads seem untethered to her, like wash on the line that has lost a pin. Perhaps she worries that she should gather us in before the storm. We loom, perhaps, like the thunderheads themselves, we, our husbands and children. It is just past Easter, and we are colored eggs hidden in her room. Day 2, Friday, April 21st. Her hands, square and serious, grasp for us, padding for milk of kindness the way we must have. She feels the need to rise and tries to say so. There are things to do, always early in the morning and with all this company. She worries up and down. Is the coffee pot cleaned and set on? Further back and down, where are those chickens? Those raggedy clouds, she'd say, hold a lot of wind. There might be a twister in them. I want to let her rise, pull her from this too white bed that is not a bed, that needs a chenille and real wood. But we obediently tuck her hands beneath the sheets and so-called blanket. She needs quilts, her mother's quilts specifically. We think she needs booties, like the dozens that she crocheted over the years, enough for Afghanistan. She works at it, would be biting her tongue in concentration like kids do if she were able. Finally frees her leg from the strangling cover. Her leg, still shapely and white, reminding me of the stout shoes she favored. I want to press anything that has touched her to my body. I want to be my eldest sister, her firstborn, upon whose chest she is finally allowed to rest. Her fine silver hair stirring in the artificial breeze. She does not seem lost, but I ask her, like a schoolmarm, if she has any questions, and she says no, to my relief. What could I possibly know that she does not know now besides inanities? Day 3, Saturday, April 22nd. In the waiting room for the ICU, suffering family sifts memories, jokes are tried, fail, fall to the cluttered floor. We continue to make our human sounds, and the crazy quilt of jagged lines in the other room rides up, good fortune, and flings itself down, the wheel on which we all are broken, swinging us from the indignity of birth to the dignity of passing. Day 4, Sunday, April 24th. Like an awful circle of malicious intent, I felt my 50-something birthday, I circled back to you in bed again, finding your hand in the way that babies follow their fists. I swung round the earth of you, your moon, with your eyes, your smile, all the things I can't see now. My breath took on your cadence, as I used to try to do when you let us pile into bed with you to protect us from thunderstorms. I tried to match your slow inspiration, expiration, feeling I would, could will you back if I breathed with you. A Ferris wheel in a strip mall at the edge of town lets down a gondola seat, and two giddy teenagers fling themselves heedlessly, breathlessly, into the flickering night, their bodies prime. It could be mother and father, boots and poncho, setting out, unaware that in sight from the highest seat in the small, clean hospital, someone's mother is dying. As the wheel spins again, they might feel her spirit rising.